Flint's problem drinking water is expected to play a significant role in next week's election for mayor.
There's some people in Flint, Michigan, who don't believe this water is safe.
For more than a year, people in Flint have been holding protests about the city's tap water. Along with complaints about rising lead levels and other problems, you also heard people say things like this.
It's time for us to stand up, speak up, and tell this mayor to get out of town.
Yeah, that's right.
That's not what a man running for re-election wants to hear. Dane Walling has been Flint's mayor for 6 years, and he's on the ballot again next week. Walling's drawn the wrath of many people in Flint for his highly visible role in the city's switch from Detroit water to the Flint River back in April of 2014. Walling pushed the button making the switch happen and later toasted with other city officials at Flint's water plant. He also repeatedly told residents their tap water was safe to drink. It turns out it wasn't. Walling now blames state and federal agencies for misleading him.
None of what happened over the last 18 months should have took place. And the water didn't meet the standards because the MDEQ wasn't even applying the standard. So, yes, I feel used.
Tests have shown high lead levels in the drinking water in some people's homes and in the blood of many Flint children. Researchers believe the highly corrosive Flint River water is to blame. Walling says the issue is personal to him, since he and his family were among those in Flint drinking the water. He blames state-appointed emergency managers for the switch to the Flint River. Mayor Walling says he's pushing the governor's office to come up with tens of millions of dollars to repair the damage done to the city's pipes. But that might not be enough to convince Flint voters to separate Walling from the decision to switch away from Detroit water. Just down the street from City Hall, a campaign worker for Walling's opponent in next week's election is busy working the phones.
Good morning. I'm calling from Friends of Karen Weaver. This is a friendly reminder call to thank you for supporting and voting for Karen Weaver in this coming November 3rd election.
This is Karen Weaver's first run for elected office. The Flint businesswoman emerged from a four-person field to win a spot in next week's general election. Flint's water problems have become the main focus of her campaign to unseat Walling. Weaver says the mayor shouldn't blame the city's water problems exclusively on emergency managers appointed by the governor.
If everything was the emergency manager, why didn't you say that before? Why didn't you say that before? Because you're elected to serve the people. Why didn't you say this wasn't my idea before? But now all of a sudden, you want to say what you think you need to say to get elected.
Weaver says Walling has also failed to address the city's crime and economic problems during his 6 years as mayor. Weaver says she will do things differently if voters elect her next week. Paul Ruzicki is a professor emeritus at Mock Community College in Flint. The longtime local political scientist says despite the many issues facing Flint, water is the issue on voters' minds, and that is not good for Mayor Walling.
He's taken the heat for the water. I mean, every time I go to a public forum, the first thing he gets beat up on is the water issue.
Earlier this month, Mayor Walling was the one to announce that Flint had reconnected to Detroit water. But challenger Karen Weaver hopes voters won't forget the 18-month experiment with the Flint River and that it happened during Mayor Walling's watch.
I hope people don't say, oh, well, he's done what he needs to do now, everything's okay, because it's not, because this was a person that did not speak up for us. This was a person that hasn't been honest with us.
Despite it all, Dane Walling expects to win a third term as Flint mayor next week, though he predicts the election will be close.
I'm in the fight. And I'm not going to stop fighting until it's won. I know that there'll be others who will come after me in later years, but I want to continue to lead this city as mayor.
Already hundreds of people have voted absentee, many of whom made up their minds about the mayor's race before the city switched back to Detroit water earlier this month. I'm Steve Carmody.